Chapter 37. And Zedekiah, the son of Josiah, became king in place of Coniah, the son of Jehoiakim, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, made king in the land of Judah. But he and his servants and the people of the land did not give ear to the words of the Lord which he said by Jeremiah the prophet. And Zedekiah the king sent Jehuchal, the son of Shelemiah, and Zephaniah, the son of Maariah the priest, to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "Make prayer now to the Lord our God for us." Now Jeremiah was going about among the people, for they had not put him in prison. And Pharaoh's army had come out from Egypt, and the Chaldeans, who were attacking Jerusalem, hearing news of them, went away from Jerusalem. Then the word of the Lord came to the prophet Jeremiah, saying, "The Lord, the God of Israel, has said, 'This is what you are to say to the king of Judah who sent you to get directions from me: See, Pharaoh's army, which has come out to your help, will go back to Egypt, to their land. And the Chaldeans will come back again and make war against this town, and they will take it and put it on fire. The Lord has said, have no false hopes, saying to yourselves, the Chaldeans will go away from us, for they will not go away. For even if you had overcome all the army of the Chaldeans fighting against you, and there were only wounded men among them, still they would get up, every man in his tent, and put this town on fire." And it came about that when the Chaldean army outside Jerusalem had gone away for fear of Pharaoh's army, Jeremiah went out of Jerusalem to go into the land of Benjamin, with the purpose of taking up his heritage there among the people. But when he was at the Benjamin door, a captain of the watch named Arijah, the son of Shelemiah, the son of Hananiah, who was stationed there, put his hand on Jeremiah the prophet, saying, "You are going to give yourself up to the Chaldeans." Then Jeremiah said, "That is not true, I am not going to the Chaldeans." But he would not give ear to him, so Arijah made him prisoner and took him to the rulers. And the rulers were angry with Jeremiah, and gave him blows and put him in prison in the house of Jonathan the scribe, for they had made that the prison. So Jeremiah came into the hole of the prison, under the arches, and was there for a long time. Then King Zedekiah sent and got him out, and the king, questioning him secretly in his house, said, "Is there any word from the Lord?" And Jeremiah said, "There is." Then he said, "You will be given up into the hands of the king of Babylon." Then Jeremiah said to King Zedekiah, "What has been my sin against you or against your servants or against this people, that you have put me in prison? Where now are your prophets who said to you, 'The king of Babylon will not come against you and against this land'? And now be pleased to give ear, O my lord the king. Let my prayer for help come before you, and do not make me go back to the house of Jonathan the scribe, for fear that I may come to my death there." Then by the order of Zedekiah the king, Jeremiah was put into the place of the armed watchman, and they gave him every day a cake of bread from the street of the bread makers, till all the bread in the town was used up. So Jeremiah was kept in the place of the armed watchman.